how far have Arsenal sunk when they equalised against Millwall midweek? Like the relief of Leningrad. They'll come running out of their holes around the terraces. Yeah, 1-1. We're drawing with Millwall. Yes. How far have Arsenal gone down the pan? We shall finish them off like a sick dog in the woods in 10 days' time. I think it's, yeah, pretty much like, yes, that's it. And just last thing on my own side before we carry on. But, message to Arsenal. Rather as, I think it was Hitler said about the Russian Empire as they went into Operation Barbarossa. We need only to kick in the door and the whole rotten structure will come tumbling down. Fact. And they put a picture of me in their programme. Nick, where are you?
Outside Farnham, I think. Down the A31, going back towards Southampton.
And what's on your mind?
About that Born Kicking, that programme on Sunday night, was it? BBC One?
Oh, yeah. These days, any kind of thoughtful would be kind of social worker style, social services playwright out there. In the old days, they used to write about tower blocks and, you know, you could guarantee to get it on the telly if you wrote about a few tower blocks and the terrible problems and unhappy people not getting enough dole. These days, all you got to do is say, let's have football from the woman's point of view. There's only been 75 plays in the last few weeks about it. And that was one of those, was it? I didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it, no. Well, funnily enough, I avoided it like the proverbial. No, I didn't go anywhere near it. What was it like?
It was rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to make it realistic, but they showed... They based it on Queen's Park Rangers. It was filmed at the ground.
Mm.
But what they did was they must have filmed the crowd scenes of just one match, which was against Coventry.
Yeah, they only usually get half times and stuff, don't they? They do, yeah, just to get everything packed in the half time.
Yeah, what they did is the next match they were playing Arsenal, but the same old Coventry supporters were there jumping up and down when Arsenal scored.
Oh, the same bit of crowd footage.
Yeah. And then they played Man United away and crikey, I don't know what ground, it must have been like Eastleigh. I mean, Old Trafford certainly doesn't look like that when I go there.
Yeah, I mean, I say I wasn't even attracted to it. I can't see what, I mean, it's kind of knee-jerks and wet dreams for all the kind of unmarried marriage counsellors who see some, and they see, you know, they feel very threatened when they see football supporters being overwhelmingly male, which they are. Yeah. There's no point about that. I mean, but they think the other argument, it's like somebody's going to be on this show saying, so, there shouldn't be women at football matches, eh? That's not the opposite argument. No, to merely point out that football supporters are overwhelmingly male is not to say that women should be at football matches, but to be, or wherever, bung the play out, it gives them something, a bit of a thrill, I think, to sort of say, ha-ha, bringing down the barricades, how do you like this thing? Well, you know, sort of bringing out a fantasy world, you know.
Well, there's no way it could happen, is there, a woman playing, what?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, no, but that's not to say, I mean, I just, you know, when they put the women's football on Channel 4, great, you know, no problem there, no problem with it, but they don't put Southern League football on television either. I don't think, if I was a woman, I'd feel particularly threatened by football, but for some reason it does, because it's, I suppose, the male obsession, I don't know.
I mean, they really ruined it. I mean, you know, it was crap anyway, but then they ruined it by QPR in the quarterfinals or the semi-finals. Well, they must have been in the quarter, because if they'd been in the semi-finals, they wouldn't have been playing at Loftus Road, so I think they might have got that wrong as well.
Your technical advisor, you could have been. What was your, the main complaint? It was actually about QPR, I think, wasn't it?
I don't mind QPR.
Your answers are, question A, you didn't like it because it was unrealistic, B, you didn't like it because it was on QPR, or C, it was crap.
It was crap.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much there. That's Nick, our first call.